I've often had a problem with what I would call a false conscience.
Yes.
Where it's gotten so real that I could hardly distinguish reality from fantasy. And I'll give you an example of when I first noticed it. I used to be in a religious cult called Scientology many years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad one.
Yeah, and after being in it for about a year, I was on staff. I noticed there was something terribly wrong with the people there that were supposed to be on this super high level.
They're all hypnotized.
They were. They were supposed to be on a much higher level of consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Much lower one, which looks like a higher one.
Well, that's what I discovered because one of the gals I was working with told me she's now able to leave her body at will. And I told her to turn around and tell me how many fingers
yeah,
I was holding up.
You know, you got to be very careful when you leave your body at will. You got to be careful somebody else isn't there in its place.
Now, I've heard that before, but in her case, she wasn't even doing it because I told her to turn around and tell me how many fingers I was holding up. She couldn't do it after three attempts, and I realized that whatever they did to her, they gave her an illusion that she could leave her body at will.
Yeah.
But she wasn't actually able to
you
do
made
it.
They made it very suggestible. All this busily, this cleansing and this, well, they have names for it, where they look at each other and stare at each other, and they clean their brains out. It's called brainwashing.
I've sat and done that.